It's such a pleasure to welcome to the WBJC studio a professional singer, particularly of opera and oratorio. This is Suzanne Chadwick, who is here in her capacity as a member of the Arts Collective Board and Programming Committee for the Havre de Grace Arts Collective. It's lovely to welcome you, Suzanne. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity, Judith.
What is so exciting is the range of material that is presented by the collective. What made you decide that it was time to present your inaugural jazz and blues fest?
Well, at the Arts Collective, about 2 years ago, there was a renovation, a $4.1 million renovation of the Cultural Center at the Opera House, a building that dates back to 1870s and was being renovated to become a beautiful 200-seat theater, state-of-the-art, sound, lighting. So through the programming that we've done, about a year ago, we decided we'd have some kind of jazz festival. And given my background, I'm a music explorer. And so through the committee, we decided it would be a jazz and blues fest.
And so what are the kinds of groups and people that you're drawing from?
We actually have resident, the daughter of Cab Calloway, Kemi Murphy, and her son leads the Cab Calloway Orchestra. We have that celebrated historic group, but then we also have an up-and-coming artist, Jack Broadbent, who's a British, actually touted as the new master of the slide guitar. We have Mindy Hebert and the Bone Shakers. And as an opener for her, we have Johnny Neal, the former keyboardist from the Allman Brothers. And for the Cab Calloway Orchestra opener, we have Nico Sarbanes' trio. Now, Nico is local, and we had discovered him playing for the Hot Club of Baltimore. We also have a Maryland Rising Stars concert. Headlining the Maryland Rising Stars concert, we have Mark G. Meadows and the Movement. Mark is a pianist. Tony Hancock is a saxophonist. There's a lot going on.
You were mentioning the Opera House, but I know that multiple venues will be used around Havre de Grace.
And yes.
There'll be collaborations with restaurants, shops, and museums. So altogether, a really exciting happening and event, it seems.
Definitely. We have films at the Opera House as well. We have the Havre de Grace Auditorium, which is almost 1,000 seats. And Hutchins Park, where the Maryland Rising Stars concert is actually on the water. So Havre de Grace is beautifully located right as the Susquehanna empties out to the Chesapeake Bay. So there are restaurants, there are interesting shops. We have Washington Street Books. There are museums, some offering free admission. If you have a ticket to any concert, they'll give you free admission. We have the Decoy Museum and the Maritime Museum and the Lock House. So there are a lot of exciting things. Havre de Grace is going to be a little charming spot that weekend. And it all gets kicked off Friday with our First Friday event, which is a free event where we close down streets, vendors outside, restaurants, things like that.
It's the inaugural Havre de Grace Jazz and Blues Fest being presented by Havre de Grace Arts Collective. And this is the weekend, Friday through Sunday, the 7th through the 9th. Multiple venues around Havre de Grace. More information is at hdgjazzbluesfest.org. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the Arts Collective Board and Programming Committee member, Suzanne Chadwick. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.